Mapping the Minerals on Mars. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Right now, NASA's Mars Odyssey spacecraft is in a huge orbit around the red planet. Over the next 3 months, it will be flying closer and closer to Mars until it reaches its final orbit. Philip Christensen of Arizona State University is one scientist who's eagerly waiting for that to happen. He's principal investigator for one of the instruments on board, an infrared camera called Themis.
Minerals, rocks, everything emits infrared light, and the color, if you will, of that infrared light tells us what it's made of. So we're trying to take pictures of Mars and see what rocks and minerals are on the surface.
Christensen says knowing the composition of rocks is like having a time machine, allowing him to see what the environment on Mars was like millions of years ago when those rocks formed. Finding minerals like quartz, calcite, and hematite would be especially interesting.
These particular minerals form in water, and so they're very wonderful indicators of this was a place where water existed.
He says areas that had water could have been good places for life to have gotten started, and are spots that future Mars missions might try to explore. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.